Are you ready?
Are you?
Are you ready?
So, picture yourself in your last couple of years at secondary school. Reality's about to hit because sooner or later, you're going to need some income. And that could mean applying for jobs and, scarily, going to your first job interview. Now, I'm going to ask some people who will no doubt be important members of our workforce very soon. Are you ready to attend a job interview? They're senior secondary students now, and here they are.
Hi, I'm Tiffany. I'm in Year 12 at Mount Waverley Secondary College.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm in Year 12 and I go to the McRobertson Girls High School.
I'm Raffy. I'm in Year 11 and I go to Elwood College.
Great stuff. Now, at my first job interview, I wanted to make an impact. So I went out and bought some truly appalling red pants and a ridiculous bright tie. I'm sure it looked quite absurd. And when I showed up at the interview, which was actually at a large company, the woman who was interviewing me was wearing an old tracksuit, like she was about to go for a run in the middle of winter. I felt incredibly stupid and I didn't get the job. So that is a true story. Now, Raffy, Claire and Tiffany, I want us to think ahead here. This could be years away, but who knows? Let's say you've been invited to a job interview. It's a job you really want. So what's the first thing you do to prepare for that interview?
I'm on my third job. So I feel like I'm relatively well practiced.
You're at school. Let us just like establish this. You're at school, but you're already on to your third job, okay? You've been a busy man behind the scenes.
Yeah, I sure have. So I think for my last job interview, I just opened a document on my computer and I just wrote questions and then I went back and answered them. So it was just kind of a self-interrogation, I suppose, of what I want from the job, what I think I want from the job, what do I want to do, where do I want it to take me. It's not a particularly, you know, strenuous job. It's not like I'm, you know, presenting a radio program.
I'm a
receptionist at a medical clinic. But I think, yeah, just finding out what you want from the job and what you think they'll want you to want from the job is important.
Okay. What about you, Claire? What's the first thing that you would do if you had been summoned to a big job interview? It's a job you really want. It's important to you. What are you going to do to prepare for that job interview?
Well, I think there's a couple of first things, but if it's something I really want and something I've been like, I guess, craving after for like years of like sitting and just waiting in high school, just ready to get it as soon as I'm out, would be like going on the internet and just seeing what this job is about, you know, seeing what, I don't know, if they have mission statement or values and whatnot, you know, maybe like going to their store, seeing what their vibe is in the store.
A bit of on-site research.
I mean I did my work experience at Target. Like I just like for the, like to do my prep, I literally just went to Target and did some shopping. Like that was how I prepped.
Okay.
For my interview.
Tiffany, what about you? What would you do to prepare for a job interview that was really important to you? What's the first thing you'd do?
First thing I would do, snap my outfit to my friends and ask if that looks good. Because first impressions do count.
Okay.
Learned that. And possibly like Claire, research a bit. If I already wanted this job prior, I'd have my own personal values, which I would love to add to the company. So just reflecting on that and calming myself down because I've hyped this up so much in my head.
Yeah.
Just calm down and believe in myself, I guess.
Mm. So I wanted to hear from some of my colleagues, and I wanted to hear what they had to say. I asked a few of them, what's the key advice you'd give to a young person going for their first job interview? And here is what they said.
I would say don't over-prepare and just be yourself. When you over-prepare, then you tend to think about having a bit of a pre-prepared script, and then you worry about what you've tried to study before you go to the interview. Whereas if you just turn up and tell them what you know, then you'll charm them with your natural personality rather than bumbling your way through stuff you're trying to remember.
Just research what the company actually does. It's amazing. It sounds rookie, but people come in and they almost forget where they are and they don't seem to know what you actually do. So make sure you've had a look at some recent stuff that's maybe online or, you know, chat to some people that you know that work there beforehand and go in like you already work there.
Research the job really well that they want you to do so you know the kind of questions they're going to ask. It's really straightforward, but same thing. Just do it.
My advice is to wipe your hands on your dress or your pants before you go in so your hands aren't sweaty when shaking hands.
Okay. So I know I'm laughing in the background there, but that actually is probably pretty good advice. Okay, so there are some different points of view there. Now, someone says don't over-prepare, but then others say you need to make sure you know the company, that your info is up to date, that you should research the job so you know what they're going to ask. Something else I'd add is that people often say get someone friendly to do a mock interview with you so you're familiar with how to actually talk about your key points and not just sort of understand what they are on the paper, that you know how to talk about them. So I've got Raffi, Claire and Tiffany with me in Are You Ready on Life Matters. These are senior secondary students and you probably have some important job interviews in your future. So what stands out for you from that advice you just heard?
Sweaty palms.
What else?
Not over-preparing, yeah? Because I generally do overthink things. So having...
You've got like pages of notes or...
I mean, in my head, I'm just going through different things that I could say in case that they ask me this question and then that starts to freak me out.
Yeah.
So I'll just prepare and calm down, things like that.
What about the mock interview? Do you reckon that might help get all that, straighten out all that info that's been stuck into your head by you?
I've done that before and personally, I found it kind of weird because I'd laugh every 2 seconds. I wouldn't take it as seriously as I would within the interview because they'd be laughing, asking the questions, and then it just become like a informal, intimate kind of chat conversation. So I'm not really sure about the mock interview, but the other 2 points, yeah.
Okay. Claire, what about you? What do you take out of those points you just heard? And I'm not saying any of those are right, by the way, but what do you take out of them, if anything?
I think the not over-researching it. Yeah, because people tend to psych themselves out and I often find myself in situations where I do so much prep and whilst that preparation is good, most situations I'm in, I'm just like, I didn't need to know all of that or I could have just relied on like your own natural charm. Like you can get through life pretty much on your own natural charm because if you overthink it, I think it'll definitely show in the interview because then you might stutter because you might think, oh, damn it, I'm not saying the right thing. I didn't say the exact right word, like the exact word on their mission statement. And you might be like, oh, I want to repeat it, but I can't. Like, I can't press rewind on this interview.
Oh, that's tough. That'd be frustrating if you get yourself in that zone and you think, oh, what was I supposed to say back then? And meanwhile, the interview is still going.
Yeah.
What about you, Rafi? Did you respond yourself to anything that you heard in that advice?
I think that I'm a culprit for not preparing enough.
Mm.
So it was only the latest job interview that I actually did where I did research. I just went on the website for the company and just like read as much as I could.
Yeah.
A lot of it wasn't particularly useful, but I think making sure that you agree with what the company does and yeah, just kind of making sure that you know what you're doing.
Yeah. So it's hard, isn't it, to make that kind of judgment between what's written on that website, like you said, like because you said that some of it wasn't that useful to you, to make a judgment. Like how did you know that some of the stuff wasn't that useful to what you were going for?
The useful stuff was, so for the medical clinic, it says sort of a short bio of each of the doctors and just kind of seeing the variety of doctors,
okay.
What they're interested in, making sure they don't like... Obviously, I'm not working closely with doctors and I'm not a patient of them, but just kind of... It helps you gauge how it is there.
Yeah. So in your support role at a medical clinic, you just wanted to get a sense of what actually was going to be going down in that clinic and the sort of interests that the other staff have, the leaders in that place.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're all senior secondary students and I'm going to ask you to look back at your education to date and I want to ask you, what do you think has been helpful, if anything has, in terms of preparing you for your first job interview?
We just did a week. Was it a week? It was a couple of days of preparing for job interviews, talking about kind of life skills and stuff. This was after I'd, you know, been working for a year, so it wasn't particularly useful for me.
Came a little bit late.
Yeah, exactly. But my school got people in to actually just do job interviews, and you were applying and doing an interview for a fictional job. And I think I didn't prepare for that. I was like, oh, look, I think I did pretty well in my last one. So maybe I don't really need to know. But I think for others, it was really useful. And having people, total strangers, ask you questions is an eye opener and something that you should know how to do, answer questions when you're not expecting them.
Okay, thanks, Rafi. Claire, Tiffany, who wants to go next? What do you think in your education has been useful in preparing you for an important job interview when it comes?
I think definitely the leadership positions that I've applied for, most of them have interviews. Once, like, if you get through to the second round, you have to do an interview.
Uh-huh.
And that's given me, like, most of the experience. They ask you questions and you have to give your response.
So that's a leadership position within the school?
Yep, within the school.
Okay. And so they're actually giving you some experience with, like, a real interview situation there, right?
A real interview situation. Mm-hmm. With work experience, that was actually a real life situation where I got the job with the interview, but it was only for like 5 days. Anyways.
Mm. I did work experience at one place. They didn't interview me and I just showed up at whatever it was, 9 o'clock on the first morning. And my first job was to clean the staff kitchen.
Interesting.
Anything else in the education, Claire, you were going to say that's helped you out?
It's helped me out. But I think what would be really useful is that, because even though the interviews are really useful, what I think that the education system could improve upon in that aspect is, and this is just in terms of interviews, for the students, like for students who do get the position and who don't get the position, give feedback. So what could they improve upon or what they did well? So they, for their next interview, they know what, you know, they could do better and maybe not what to, maybe don't do that, you know, so they can improve so that when, you know, in the real world, they know what to do.
Tiffany, what in your education experience to date do you think might help you out when you go to that next big job interview?
I don't have any specific classes or anything that actually aided me with job interviews and things. It was more like your choice of leadership positions. You did have to go through that formal application. I would have loved the feedback, like Claire has said, but nothing really that comes to mind within the education system that could actually help me.
Okay, let's do a quick roundup. Maybe it's going to be quite soon, or maybe this is something that's going to be years away. But we're talking a big job interview. You think your career is really going to hinge on this. It's really important to you. Are you ready to attend that job interview? Rafi?
No.
Ooh, Claire?
I think I can handle it.
Okay, confident? Tiffany?
No. Yeah, no.
You need a bit more confidence before you go to it. Yeah, okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with your next job interview. I hope it goes better than the first one that I had. Rafi, Claire and Tiffany, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.